Welcome to Turnbuckle Trash, everyone. Before we get started with our main program, we have a couple of deaths that have occurred in professional wrestling. Thomas Billington, better known as the Dynamite Kid, passed away on his 60th birthday from unknown causes. He was part of the Great British Bulldogs tag team in the WWE. Also, Larry the Axe Henning passed away at the age of 82. Larry Henning was the father of Mr. Perfect and the grandfather of Curtis Axel. Larry the Axe Henning was a big star in the old AWA, and he will be greatly missed. He last performed in 1985. He passed away at the age of 82. So, as we always do when these big stars pass away, it's the 10 bells.
TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Welcome to this edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Hi, it's Dave Denton. Coming up, we'll be talking with Zane O'Mac. We're going to talk about what we would do to fix Raw. We'll talk about that. We'll have some news from the world of professional wrestling. And then we get the opinion of Christopher Evans. Yes, we get Chris on the mat. It's all coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
He's a dangerous man.
One dangerous, dangerous dude.
But I was bad to the bone.
A plan is no plan.
Are you kidding me, Chico?
The most dangerous person on the internet is...
is one dangerous dude.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I'm a bad, bad man. I'm a...
Yeah, you're damn right he is.
Well, welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, Turnbuckle Trash. You can follow us on social media at Turnbuckle Trash on Facebook, and we are also on Twitter at Turnbuckle Trash. And joining me is the man who is on a diet, a seafood diet. That is food, he eats it. Dr. Dave Denton.
As long as that food has bacon or chocolate, I'm okay.
So, Dave, would you say a balanced diet, would that mean a cupcake in each hand?
A Twinkie in each hand.
A Twinkie.
Chocolate-covered Twinkies.
My goodness, Dave. You, it's been a while. 11/22 was the last time we recorded an episode of Turnbuckle Trash. It seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, it does. We had one in between that was just Chris and I, and we got good response from that one. But it's always good to have you here. I mean, we just love having you here.
Yes. Thanks, Dave. As always.
By the way, a little bit later on, I'm going to ask you a question from Chris about something I asked him. He wants to know your response, so that will be coming up later, okay?
Okay. Do I need to be scared?
No, not at all. He just wants your opinion.
I'm scared.
With Chris, I would be too, so.
So, well, Dave, the world of professional wrestling is just
just booming right now with many, 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 many things. And so what do you got on the tail for us today? Reach into that bag of tricks and pull something out for us.
Well, before we get too deep into it, I just want to pass along a couple of news items here that just came in the last 24 hours. Remember Big Kaz, the former WWE superstar?
I saw that. What would be the cause of that?
Well, there's speculation. I don't want to get into the speculation.
So in case anybody missed it, Big Cass had a seizure at a House of Hardcore event. So it's kind of scary. But they said that he is they took him to a hospital and that everything seemed to be okay. So,
you know, sometimes things just happen. You just don't know why. Yeah. And hopefully it's just one of those things that he can be treated for and get back in the ring. And, you know, don't want to speculate too much about that particular thing. But it is, you know, I've always enjoyed Big Cass, and I wish him the best.
Yeah, that was a strange deal when he got released from the WWE, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so weird. I don't think they knew what to do with him. And then there were some allegations that some stuff that happened on a European tour on a tour bus made him get a lot of backstage heat, and they just decided to part ways. And then, you know, you had that strange thing at the last pay-per-view when Enzo Amore was in the crowd making a spectacle of himself and had to be escorted out of the event. I didn't see it, but I did read about it later.
So what other kind of news you got on going on?
Two other quick things. NXT female wrestler Dakota Kai apparently suffered a knee injury this weekend at an NXT house show. She was taken out of the match when the official threw up the dreaded X, and that means, yeah, they need medical attention now. So, and then one other quick thing. Next week, we're recording this on Sunday, but the following Sunday, the 16th, is supposed to be TLC for the WWE. They had set up a fatal three-way event, table, ladders, and chairs, with Becky defending her title with Charlotte and Asuka. Becky is still not medically clear to participate in that event. So it looks like they're going to be making some changes there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Are you ready for the meat and potatoes, though?
I am ready.
The giblets to your turkey?
Are we going to have dessert before dinner?
I hope so. Have you tried to watch Monday Night Raw in the past month?
Well, you and I have been messaging back and forth, and you've come up with some pretty funny things, and we've been wondering what in the world is going on with WWE Monday Night Raw. I know that. I guess what was it? What it would have been the Raw on the was it the 3rd of December
was that was that. the last Monday
the 26th?
Yeah.
26th?
Yeah.
Was like the worst Raw in the history
ever.
Yeah, of WWE history. It was just absolutely terrible. I mean, I think there's house shows that have been better than that.
It was just so bad. So here's my idea, and I hope you'll go along with me here. We're gonna take the role of the booker, because we're fans.
Oh, you know? My goodness!
I know that booker, you know, with the long dread. Did you see Booker T when he had his hair in a man bun?
Booker, he always have his hair in a man bun when he's doing that. You know what? The 5-star of the pay per view when he's on that panel. You know,
not a good look, Book. Not a good look, Book.
Oh, Booker T, you look good, man.
I know. I look fine. You know, I am like a fine wine. I taste like vinegar. So, anyway, I thought we would kind of go
Booker,
over
though.
Some names, and then I would get your opinion, and you can get mine about what we would do with Raw. We've already done this with Chris, and I think it will be a good exercise for us. Okay.
So, different kind of Booker though, not Booker T.
Not Booker T. No, We're going to say what we would do to fix Raw.
What we would do to fix Raw? Make it into SmackDown.
Oh, SmackDown this past week was so good. Should we play this right now?
Yes.
From SmackDown. Okay, guys. SmackDown. Daniel Bryan, now the WWE champion. He is a heel. He appeared on Miz TV, and it was great. That segment, Miz TV, and then when AJ and The Miz had a match later in the night, I kind of put them together, and I kind of got weird with it. And it's kind of funny, isn't it, Zane?
It was great. Are you kidding?
Okay, let's play that segment right here, right now, okay?
I'm sorry. Did you think I brought you out here to talk about Alexander Hamilton, methane gas, and water bottles?
What are you gonna do? You gonna kick me in the nads?
Am I gonna do it? Yes. When am I gonna do it? Don't know. Could be tomorrow. Now! Take it out.
Come on, take it out. You have been kicked in the testicles.
What is my daughter going to think? Do you know what I hope my daughter thinks? I hope my daughter kicks as many. She kicks 10 men in the groin, hundreds of men in the groin, thousands of men in the groin, thousands of stupid men. I hope she kicks you in the groin, Byron.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
You're saying the old Daniel Bryan never kicked anybody in the groin? I dare to disagree with you, Byron. You obviously don't know your Daniel Bryan history.
Kick it out. Come on, kick it out.
WWE Champion, the new Daniel Bryan.
He just got him in the ding-ding.
I kicked AJ Styles in the groin.
You have been kicked in the testicles.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Oh, man. Dude.
It was funny, so wasn't it?
Eco Warrior Daniel.
Oh, man. I loved it.
He's going back to his vegan days, huh?
Oh, I remember they used to call him the world's toughest vegan.
Yeah.
And now yeah. I would love to see he and Austin Aries go at it to see who the world's toughest vegan is. So,
absolutely.
Let's get back to Raw.
But we got to go back to Raw, unfortunately, yeah. Huh?
Oh, unfortunately.
So right. How do we? Let's just talk a few things right now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. I want to talk about first things first. That the Raw Tag Team Champions. With Maverick, Akam and
Rezar.
Okay, Dave, let's get Dave's opinion.
Well, I like Rezar and Akam as the authors of pain. Drake Maverick, I lost it when he supposedly did that little urinating in his pants at the last pay-per-view. Thought that was one of the most ridiculous. That was as stupid as the Nicholas at the WrestleMania. I thought that was stupid. It wasn't visual enough. It couldn't see it. And it was just a stupid spot. But as far as the champions go, yeah, they're okay. I just would get rid of Drake Maverick.
And then the next week he pisses on the Glorious One's robe. I mean, that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Stupid. I mean,
if you're trying to go back to Attitude Era stuff, that wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't close. Just bad.
Okay, Mr. Booker, let's talk then.
Okay.
Congratulations, Dave. You've just been signed to WWE as the head of creative, and you just have been assigned to rewrite Raw. What are you going to do next?
I'm glad you asked. I thought this went out really good, okay? Tag team especially. I would take Bobby Lashley and pair him with the Authors of Pain with Lilo Rush, you know, Lashley, as the mouthpiece, or we could call him anything, the altitude, the attitude, any kind of anything you could come up with.
Well, you know, Dave, They say that people with depression tend to live in the past. And so, you know, sometimes I get a little down. So I'm a little down right now. So I'm going to go with the past and say, B-team, B-team, B-team.
I love the B-team.
Okay, how do I want to say this? You know, you're getting extremely creative. You're pairing up different people and you're writing different people. In my mind, I would say, why not just give people a chance that have been so close before? Like Breezango. I mean, tell me how great that would have been to have, like, Breezango go up against the B team for the tag team titles and just have a little comedy bit. It would have been funny, right?
Right.
It would have been entertaining. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I like it.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I kind of took the opportunity of thinking more of how I would have rewritten history instead of redoing the current.
Well, hey, that works for me too.
So, what do you got next?
Okay, let's take the constipated Baron Corbin. I mean, the constable Baron Corbin. What would you do with the constipated Baron Corbin?
Left him in NXT.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a huge Baron Corbin fan. I didn't really understand why they brought him up from NXT and they tried to make him into like this unstoppable, like, oh, what's Baron Corbin doing here? Oh, he's from NXT, you know, and oh my gosh. And I mean, there's no doubt, man. I'm not. How do you know, in the politically correct world we live in, Dave, this is just in my opinion, you know, I'm not downgrading Baron Corbin's talent or his time to the company or this or that. I'm just saying that whatever they've got him doing and whatever they've had him doing in the past, it hasn't worked for me. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Well, I liked him better as the, you know, when he was in his leathers and he just had that attitude and he had that long hair. And I was more of a Baron Corbin fan than you. I would just like to see him get out of that. I just don't like this role that he has right now. It hasn't been a good role for him in the whole time. It's just been bad, honestly bad. And it's nothing that he could have done better. I mean, he's just following what he's told to do. But it's nothing against Baron. I don't like the role they put him in. They put him in a position of failure instead of a position to succeed.
So let's talk for a second about these type of things that the WWE does. What do you do with somebody like Baron Corbin then? Do you, you know, with a flooded roster like Raw, what do you do?
That is the money question. With the flooded roster like they have at Raw and WWE, what do you do with these people? That you couldn't ask a better question. I don't know. Sometimes the multitude of riches that they have is not good. It's not good for them. Because you get people like us that complain that our favorites don't get the what we think they should get.
Yeah, and then another question I have is, why does there even have to be a Raw general manager? Why does there have to be? I mean, heaven forbid we rewind, you know, 15 years and we set up a show. They want to do their 3.5 hour speech at the beginning of Raw, you know, the build up or whatever you call it. Somebody comes out, talks smack, and that leads into other things, leads into to backstage things, and leads into a main event on Raw. Instead of somebody, the general manager, comes out every episode of Raw and says, oh, tonight we're going to have this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. It's like, and therefore, we are completely eliminating the element of surprise. Welcome to the new WWE.
or they'll have somebody come out and talk to the general manager, and they'll say, we're going to have that match right here, right now.
Yeah.
It's the same, just sorry, fill in the blanks that we've been experienced for years. Mm-hmm. But Zane, I have an idea.
Tell me your idea.
Let's take your idea and combine it with something I've been thinking about. Instead of a Raw general manager, have a Raw committee that sets the matches. You could take some of this backstage. You could have permanent members. You could have some face. You could have some heel. Maybe once a month bring in a different main roster competitor, that, and they would all vote on what the matches are going to be as either the night progresses or for the next week. And then this committee, I think you could have so much fun, shenanigans, comedy, drama, just even the committee members at each other's throats, because one supports a Baron Corbin, one supports an Elias, and they could go, you know, just right at each other, and then there's that other vote there that has to be convinced to vote their way.
Yeah, I think that could,
yeah,
it would be a fun backstage segment.
Yeah, it would be a fun backstage segment.
So, Dave, all right, it's time. It's time, buddy.
Okay.
It's time for Gotham's Reckoning.
That was the one. Go ahead. You're doing a great job, man.
With Bob in the back, I embrace the back. You, Millie.
I don't remember what he said. You, Millie, are back in the back.
That is a good impression, man. It sounds just like Dean Ambrose.
All these people out here. You know who Dean Ambrose sounds like?
Oh.
He sounds like the on Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yes.
The lady that...
Well, when he came out on Raw, Mike, he had that gas mask on, and he had the brown leather coat. Everybody was making all these Bane references, and I kind of had some fun with Dean and Bane from Batman too. So, yeah,
okay, play that now. Play it now. Put it in right now.
Right now.
Now I apologize for the drastic measures I have taken tonight.
What matters is our plan.
But you can't be too safe in a dangerous slum like Houston, Texas.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
Now, I need these measures not just to protect me from you people and whatever diseases you may all be carrying.
It would be extremely painful.
I need these measures to protect me from that madman, Seth Rollins.
Now's not the time for fear. That comes later.
Did he sound like Bane or what? Chris said after he heard it, he said he thought Batman and Robin were going to come down and bash him with a baseball bat.
Hey, should, huh? He should. Oh, no,
oh, that's hilarious.
I'm confused on that whole thing, too. I don't understand, you know, to have this big buildup of Dean Ambrose and the turn and the burning of the shield jacket to have him turn into all of a sudden a germaphobe. I'm like, man, that's a great gimmick, a germaphobe. That's awesome.
Yeah. But that's why, you know, I think I made this statement with Chris. I'm going to make it again, once again. With the illness of Roman Reigns and then the different injuries that have occurred, I just wonder how much they're scrambling for storylines right now and not thinking things through. Because they have to come up with programming 3 hours every week for Monday Night Raw, 2 hours for SmackDown live, and live TV is tough.
Yeah.
But you know what happened last week, which was a better Raw, which was on the 2nd of December? It was right after President Bush had passed away. Vincent Kennedy McMahon reportedly completely rewrote the entire program because he wanted it, because it was in Houston, Texas now, but he wanted more face to be, have the good guys win more so than having the heels just continuously beating up on the good guys. And he did that out of respect for the former president, who was also a wrestling fan for several years. He was friends with Paul Bosch, who owned the Houston promotion for years. So I think Vince did that, and he did a pretty good job. It was better on the second than it was back in November, but still, they, and get rid of the 3 hours. Come
on. Oh, absolutely.
It is brutal sometimes.
Okay, so we're rewriting storylines. Congratulations. You've gone up to 88 miles an hour. You and Doc are heading back to the past, not back to the future.
Uh-huh.
So here we go, Dave. We're rewriting history now. Here comes Dean Ambrose back, the return of Dean Ambrose. You know, we fast forward a little bit to where, you know, he burns the shield vest and he turns on Seth Rollins and completely destroys Seth Rollins. What's next? Here's my setup. Okay. If we're sticking, let's mix. Okay. You know that I'm upset with face Elias.
Right.
I think that heel Elias was so much better. Cocky, you know, just arrogant. I mean, I thought that was like, I'm like, that's a good character right there. And then all of a sudden he bashes Baron Corbin over the back, and now he's against Bobby Lashley, which I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either.
But okay, if we're going to stick with current, we're going to do a mixture. So we have Elias, you know, we have Dean Ambrose's Intercontinental title. What a perfect opportunity for Elias to make his big star debut and take on Dean Ambrose as Intercontinental title. That'd be a good match.
It would be.
It'd be a good match. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know, and you could have Elias come down and sing songs about Dean Ambrose and how the Shield sucks and how he wishes that he was still part of the Shield. And then you could have Dean Ambrose talking a gas mask to Elias, and you could have Elias bash Dean over his face with a guitar.
Yep. I like it.
I like it.
Hey, while we're talking about Elias,
mm-hmm.
You got two stories you got to tell. One involving your little boy, Jax. Tell what happened with Jax and Elias.
So the other day, it's been a couple days ago, I got my guitar out, and I was singing at a Christmas party the other day, so I had to get the guitar out and dust it off, and my son, Jackson, he decided that he was going to write a few Christmas songs, and he was going to entertain us here at home. He was going to sing us a song. So he got the guitar, and he says, okay, he says, I need you all to hold your applause, silence your cell phones, and shut your mouths.
And how old is Jackson?
He's 5.
Oh, I love that story. I had to tell my wife as soon as you sent that to me. Oh, that's hilarious.
That's because he's a smart kid. He's you know, taking after his dad.
Oh, and then you sang at
a
church-related party. Tell us this one.
Well, I told you before, I said, I'm going to get up there and tell everybody that. And you said, I triple dog dare you.
I did.
So I did, but I only did part of it. I told everybody, I said, hello, everyone. I'm Zane Peterson. I'll be your entertainment for tonight. So I'm going to have to tell you all to hold your applause, silence your cell phones,
and
get ready to have a time. But I didn't tell them to shut their mouths. I should have.
But I especially did triple dog dare you.
Especially because they were actually pretty rude. So if they ask me to do it again, I won't.
Oh, sorry.
They were rude. So I should have told them to shut their mouths.
Yeah. And shut your mouth and walk with Zane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hilarious. So what else is going on? Who else you want to talk about next?
Let's talk about...
Well, can I get your opinion on something while you're thinking about who you want to talk about next? Yeah,
absolutely.
Remember, we started this segment. I talked about Chris Evans wanting to get your opinion on what to do with Jinder Mahal.
The modern-day Maharaja?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do we do with him? Do you know what I say we do with him?
What's that?
The classic, what you used to do back in the nostalgic era. You bring back somebody like, you know, the all-American Jack Swagger, or, you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, or something, or you even invent a new character, and you have a battle of the America versus, that's what they used to do.
But and they won't do it anymore.
Because it's politically incorrect, and it would be racist, and, Chris would appreciate this segment, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's why he wanted to know your opinion.
What did Chris say?
He said send him back to Canada.
Oh.
You know, ouch. He plays like, you know, he does speak Punjabi. I mean, that's where his parents are from. But he is from Canada, you know. Mm-hmm. And Chris said, you know, I think Jinder is basically a mid-carder. But, you know, man, the guy is just cut. I mean, he is, I don't think there's one lean meat, fat of meat on him at all. So yeah, eat some bacon, man. Put some meat on your bones.
You know, he could have some good mid card. He could have some good feuds with some good people if they just, you know, ride it right. I guess.
Aren't we also just kind of missing that mid card heat?
I agree.
Mid card feuds. I mean, we just don't have many of them.
There's just not any of them really at all right now. I mean. You know, they – well, the thing is they're trying to, like – I don't know. And they're trying to make, like, everybody a superstar, you know. There's, like – there basically is not much of a mid-card, you know. I mean, think about it. Like, you know, like a guy like Finn Balor, you know, he's, like – he's a – yeah, he's a superstar, but they don't really, you know – I don't think they use him like they should. So what do you do with a guy like Finn Balor who's really – this goes back to what we talked about, the flooded roster.
I think some creativity needs to be put in there. I would love to see them do some tournaments, some more tournaments, you know, for opportunity to wrestle against the Universal Champion. You know, have a mid-card opportunity. They don't call it mid-card, but they would just say – an opportunity to face Brock or Braun or somebody, whoever the title holder is, or the IC title holder.
Give them a little push, you know.
Give them a little push. They don't have to win, but let them show what they can do.
And you know what else? Here's my idea of that push, okay? Whatever happened in the good old days, you know, when two people used to get together just randomly and they would win a tag team championship.
Yeah.
You know, and you have a little tag. They become, you know, tag champs. You know, say you know, you put somebody like Apollo Crews with Bobby Roode, and they go and they win the tag team championship, and they have a little run as tag champs. And, I mean, why couldn't it work?
It's worked in the past.
I mean, you know, and then there's Curt Hawkins. I mean, what do you do with him? I mean, his gimmick right now is that he's a loser. I mean, that's really fair to him. You know? It's like, hey, dude, you're a loser. Go out and lose every match and tell everybody how bad you suck, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know either. It's just so bad sometimes. I shake my head. And then, you know, this is the same company, and you watch – like on SmackDown the next night, and SmackDown was so daggum fun. Mm-hmm. It was so good. And then you turn back on to Raw the next week and you just go, come on. You know, just something. Give me some creativity.
What happened to Mike Kanellis? Like, they made this big deal of him and Maria coming, and they did what, like one segment with him, and then they're gone?
Well, what happened there, Maria got pregnant. And now she's had the baby, and she might be coming back. So, might be seeing something in the future.
So is his gimmick,
that love gimmick thing.
So what's Mike been doing? Is he just...
He's been doing house shows and showing up occasionally, teaming with Kirk Hawkins. So, yeah, but that might be something in the future to... look at, because Mike is a fine wrestler. I really like him a lot. So,
okay, here let's talk about the baddest woman on the planet. The one that can't cut a promo. The one that knows, that only does three moves in the wrestling ring. The one that kicks Triple H's butt. Ronda Rousey. I don't know.
Good question. I don't know.
I don't think I would have given her the title right away.
It was too soon. It was way too soon.
It was way too soon. She didn't even earn. She didn't even do anything. All of a sudden, she was there, you know?
Well, you're looking at, once again, you're looking at the business aspect of it. She comes in, she's got a name, she's selling merchandise, and they're wanting to keep that hot. And that's, the business aspect of it, that's why she is the champion. Then Alexa Bliss actually gets a legit injury, and there's still talk about whether she's going to be able to come back and have in-ring competition. Her concussion was that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, they can't. She's got a. She's like the best. She's probably the best ring psychologist right now, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about that ring psychology, like Jake the Snake Roberts, huh?
I agree. You know, somebody that can use ring psychology to me is as strong as someone who knows all the wrestling moves.
I agree. Yeah, and so who's Ronda facing at TLC?
Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax.
Versus the Facebreaker.
And she's another one that needs to learn how to cut a promo. Her heel promos are really, really bad. Face promos are okay. Her heel promo is that Monday night on the last Monday of November, she cut a promo that was, how do I put it in three words? Pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's going to be for the Raw Women's Championship, the Facebreaker.
So let's rewind then. It's time to get back in the DeLorean again, Dave.
Okay, we can do that.
We're going back to the DeLorean. We're going back to the pay-per-view. Time. You know, we're gonna have the championship match between Ronda and Alexa Bliss. So now what?
There's been talk about Natalya turning a heel to go up against Ronda. If I had my druthers, and I don't know whether I would, if I was booking it, I think I would bring up the other three horsewomen of MMA from NXT and turn Ronda heel.
Which are... what surnames? It's Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler.
Yep.
That's it. Shayna Baszler.
And so Shayna Baszler's an MMA person, and then there's one other girl in NXT that is too, right?
Actually, there's two others.
Oh, there's two others.
Yeah, two others. And they all three had been in MMA with Ronda, and they called themselves the Four Horsewomen of MMA. And now they're all in professional wrestling. I think they ought to just call them up and just go for it and have them be a, excuse my French, badass woman faction, just beating everybody to a pulp.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that better. What would you do with someone like Braun Strowman?
Mm-hmm.
He's injured right now. He might be back for TLC. He had surgery to remove bone spurs in his elbow.
I think they had a missed opportunity. I think they should have had Braun win the title a couple months ago, back when he was feuding with Brock, and you know, when he tipped the ambulance over, and you know, when he was going around just destroying everything. And
Ding, 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 ding. I agree, man. I agree 100%.
They had a missed opportunity right there, because then all of a sudden, you know, they started with all this cheesy crap with him and turned him face, and then he's back heel. And then, you know, I mean, it's like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so I missed opportunity.
Yep. So if you had an opportunity to say, let's bring some people up from NXT – which some of these guys at NXT are just killing it right now.
Oh, hell.
If, two or three, who would you bring up?
Well, number one, you're going to laugh at this.
Uh-huh.
Don't laugh, okay? Okay, don't laugh.
I promise.
I would kick Michael Cole and his stupid announcing ass right to the curb, and I'd put Mauro Ranallo back in there.
I ain't laughing, brother. I ain't laughing. He is so good, isn't he? Mama mia!
The cross arm bar right there.
He's going to break his arm. Mama mia! I love it when he says the mama mia. So I've seen people in NXT with signs saying, mama mia. It's hilarious. He is really good.
What was it you texted me the other day that Mauro Ranallo said, and I laughed? Oh, my bleep, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. He says, holy bleep. It wasn't, oh, my. It went, oh, holy bleep. It was hilarious.
So that's the first thing I'd do. You know, God, it's hard to say, Dave, because, you know, what do you do? Okay, so the Raw roster is so flooded right now. You know, they almost need – you know what they almost need to do?
What's that?
Is bring back like a Saturday type of show or something like that, or give these guys some time off to recover or something. I mean, I just don't know what you do, because, you know, you bring up guys from NXT. You know, say you bring Ricochet up. Who are you going to put him against? Who's he going to fight?
Is he going to be buried?
Yeah.
I mean, look what happened to the Ascension. Look what's happened to the Revival. Look what's happened to Finn Balor.
Holy bleep!
And that's what happens. Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe, to a point.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I mean, Aleister Black, you know, is so freaking good. So good. But who can compete against somebody like that on the main roster?
Yeah.
Maybe so
Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, yeah, I guess. Yeah. You know, Adam Cole, baby.
Baby.
You know, here's one. There's one that you were talking about, old, which he's in some hot water now, because the old Lars Sullivan.
Oh yeah.
Do you think
they're gonna bring him up or let him go?
I don't know. You know, if they let him go over, you know, why is somebody not allowed to have an opinion these days, you know? They were old social media posts from like 6 or 7 years ago, you know. I know that in the last 6 or 7 years, if you were to look at my social media posts from 6 or 7 years ago, you'd probably be, most people would probably be offended.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, there was a lot of anti- former president stuff and a lot of other things like that, and you know, that's my opinion, I guess I shared that opinion, but I'm not as active on it as I used to be, because I was just kind of like, you know, what good does it do?
Exactly,
you know, it was
right.
6 or 7 years ago, it was new and it was exciting and it was fun to post and to stir the pot, and now it's just like, you know, you don't dare say anything because somebody's gonna cry or send somebody to their safe space or whatever.